Lesson 65. Wet, dry. Are the streets dry when it rains?
No, the streets aren't dry when it rains, but they're wet.
If you walked in the rain without an umbrella, what'd happen?
If I walked in the rain without an umbrella, I'd get wet.
If you got wet, what did you have to do with your clothes?
If I got wet, I'd have to take my clothes off and hang them up to dry.
Through. What's the past of throw?
The past of throw is through.
What'd happen if I threw a stone at the window?
If you threw a stone at the window'd break.
Reflexive pronouns. Doer, receiver, reflect back, protect, myself, yourself, himself, herself, itself, oneself, ourselves, yourselves, themselves. In the sentence, John washed the car, John is the subject and the car is the object, and the action is done by the subject, or goes from the subject to the object. This means that John is the doer of the action, whilst the car is the receiver of the action. In the sentence, John washed himself, John is the subject and himself is the object, which means that the doer of the action is also the receiver of the action. The action is not done by one person, or does not go from one person to another, but is reflected back to the doer. Consequently, the pronoun himself is called a reflexive pronoun. In the sentence, John washed the car, which word is the subject and which word is the object?
In the sentence, John washed the car, John is the subject and the car is the object.
Who is the doer of the action and what is the receiver of the action?
John is the doer of the action and the car is the receiver of the action.
In the sentence, John washed himself, which word is the subject and which word is the object?
In the sentence, John washed himself, John is the subject and himself is the object.
Does the action go from one person to another, or is it reflected back to the doer?
The action doesn't go from one person to another, but is reflected back to the doer.
Consequently, what is the pronoun himself called?
The pronoun himself is called a reflexive pronoun.
The reflexive pronouns are myself, yourself, himself, herself, itself, oneself, ourselves, yourselves, themselves. What are the reflexive pronouns, please?
The reflexive pronouns are myself, yourself, himself, herself, itself, oneself, ourselves, yourselves, themselves.
Do you think it'd be easy for me to teach myself Arabic, etc.?
No, I don't think it'd be easy for you to teach yourself Arabic.
Why not?
Because Arabic is a difficult language to learn.
Did you wash yourself when you were a baby, or did your mother wash you?
No, I didn't wash myself when I was a baby, but my mother washed me.
What did you do if you saw a man trying to kill himself?
If I saw a man trying to kill himself, I'd try to stop him myself or get the police.
Have you ever seen a bird washing itself?
Yes, I've sometimes seen a bird washing itself. Or, no, I've never seen a bird washing itself.
Do you think one can teach oneself a language?
Yes, I think one can teach oneself a language.
What do we carry to protect ourselves from the rain?
We carry an umbrella to protect ourselves from the rain.
Why do some people kill themselves?
Some people kill themselves because they are unhappy, or because they think they have failed in life, or because they have too many problems.
Thoroughly. What does the word thorough mean?
The word thorough means complete.
In which season of the year do people generally give their houses a thorough cleaning?
People generally give their houses a thorough cleaning in spring.
If you jumped into the sea, would you get thoroughly wet?
Yes, if I jumped into the sea, I'd get thoroughly wet.
What kind of things make you thoroughly tired?
The kind of things that make me thoroughly tired are work, sport, and study.
Accident. If you drove a car on the left-hand side of the road, in America, France, etc., instead of on the right, what would happen?
If I drove a car on the left-hand side of the road, in America, France, etc., instead of on the right, I'd have an accident.
Have you ever seen an accident on the road?
Yes, I've seen an accident on the road. Or, no, I've never seen an accident on the road.
If you took something that didn't belong to you by accident, what would you do?
If I took something that didn't belong to me by accident, I'd return it.
Careful, careless, carefully, carelessly. Do people become careless when they're in great danger?
No, people don't become careless when they're in great danger, but they become very careful.
Do you write carefully?
Yes, I write carefully. Or, no, I don't write carefully, but I write carelessly.
What would happen if you were careless when crossing the road?
If I were careless when crossing the road, I could have an accident.
Of all the people you know, who dresses the most carelessly?
Of all the people I know, my brother dresses the most carelessly.
Own. Do you own all the clothes you're wearing, or do any of them belong to somebody else?
Yes, I own all the clothes I'm wearing. Or, no, I don't own all the clothes I'm wearing. Some of them belong to somebody else.
What would you like to own more than anything else?
I'd like to own a car more than anything else.
Who owns the shop you bought your shoes from?
Capano owns the shop I bought my shoes from. Or, I don't know who owns the shop I bought my shoes from.
Prize. Have you ever got a prize for anything?
Yes, I've got a prize for something. Or, no, I've never got a prize for anything.
Two. Give me a sentence with the word two in it. T-O-O, meaning also.
He wants to go, and I want to go too.
However. Give me a sentence with the word however in it.
We must go to see him. However, it is not important whether we go tomorrow or the next day.
At least. Give me a sentence with the words at least in it.
I've asked him at least 6 times, and each time he has forgotten.